این یه سوال قدیمیه. آیا ما در جهان هستی تنها هستیم؟ عده‌ای باور دارن که موجودات فضایی سالها قبل اینجا بودن و بقیه هم میگن که ممکنه تعداد زیادی تمدن پیشرفته در خارج از منظومه شمسی وجود داشته باشه. البته افرادی مثل مکانیکی به نام کایل باند باور دارن موجودات فضایی امروزه در حال برقراری ارتباط با ما هستن.
Today
I was 6 when I saw my first UFO. One night I was laying down on my bed and light started coming in our window. I heard a buzzing noise. I was too afraid to open my eyes and I knew it was them. It was like every other week I was being taken by them. It's always when I'm least expecting it. I can't get them out of my mind. I think about them constantly. They come to me at night and they take me.
اگر داستان‌ها درست باشه، آیا ممکنه بالاخره مدرکی دال بر وجود موجودات فضایی پیدا کنیم؟ جستجوی من از همین حالا شروع میشه. من زکری کوینتو هستم. من نقش موجودات فرازمینی رو بازی کردم که مرز میان دانش و تخیل رو از بین بردن. من علاقه شدیدی به موضوعات ناشناخته و فرازمینی دارم و تجربیات من که برای مرزهای خیال بودن باعث شده که به همه چیز شک کنم. من درباره رازهایی تحقیق میکنم که سالهاست با اونا روبرو هستیم. رازهایی که سالهاست ذهن انسانها رو درگیر خودش کرده.
ایرمو، رسانه اینترنتی دوبلاژ تقدیم میکند.
در طول تاریخ، بشریت همیشه مشتاق این بوده که بفهمه آیا امکان پیدا کردن موجودات فضایی وجود داره؟ اخیراً در قرن 20 به تکنولوژی‌های دست پیدا کردیم که بهمون اجازه دادن در فضا به کاوش بپردازیم. همچنین قدرت خلاقیت ما کنترل فیلم‌های سینمایی و تلویزیونی رو به دست گرفت. و بر روی زمین
My mother and I have both had close encounters of the fourth kind, also known as abduction experiences.
جدا از فیلم‌های برخورد‌های نزدیک و ایتی، داستان‌های رازول و دیده شدن اجسام پرنده ناشناخته با دستاوردهای علمی مثل شاتل فضایی رفتن به ماه و کاوش در مریخ آمیخته شدند. دولت آمریکا در گذشته هر گونه تحقیق در مورد موجودات فضایی رو رد می‌کرد. یک گزارش جنجال برانگیز در سال 2017 نشون داد که اونا سال‌هاست مشغول یک تحقیق سری در مورد اشیای پرنده ناشناخته و موجودات فضایی هستند. علاوه بر اعتراف دولت در زمینه تحقیق در مورد موجودات فضایی و صرف میلیون‌ها دلار در 70 سال گذشته، شاهد هزاران گزارش در مورد ربوده شدن توسط موجودات فضایی بودیم. بازیاد شدن این مدارک، این امکان وجود داره که در حال نزدیک شدن به یک نقطه عطف باشیم و بالاخره بفهمیم که موجودات فضایی وجود دارن یا خیر. در ابتدا میخوام بفهمم کسی که ادعا میکنه با موجودات فضایی برخورد داشته چی میگه. برای همین دارم با یکی از چند هزار آمریکایی ملاقات میکنم که داستان واضح در مورد ربوده شدن توسط موجودات فضایی داره.
So walk me through a little bit your first encounter.
I was 6 years old.
6.
Mm-hmm. And that's weird because I don't really remember anything when I was 6 years old, but I do remember the UFO.
مکانیک 38 ساله کایل باند نشونه‌های مبنی بر وجود بیگانه‌ها رو دیده و میگه که اونا فراتر از هر گونه موجود زمینی هستن.
I was with my brother and my mother. There was lights that started coming in the window. So my mom went up and opened up the window. And there was a UFO in our yard and it was tilted and it was hovering and it had lights all the way around it. And then it just took off. Didn't make no noise or anything, just took off. Just took off.
So then what happened 3 years ago?
Well, I went out on my balcony, off in the distance, I seen a strobing light. Just kept getting closer and closer, and when it was about half a block away, I noticed that it wasn't making no noise. I went my place, and I heard this loud buzzing noise, like, and I could feel a vibration. And for some reason, I knew it was them. So I stood up, and I was going to run towards the door, and my legs folded in, and I fell to the ground. I blacked out, woke up the next morning, and I had puncture marks all over me.
Are they actually cut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have 3 marks right here.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, I see that.
It didn't stop there. I just kept getting taken like every other week. It's real hard to go through. So I just started making pictures. It's kind of like a therapy for me to, you know, get my mind off of them because I'm always thinking of ET constantly.
داستان کایل به نظر من غیر قابل باوره، اما جزئیات داستانش با داستان‌های بیشمار ربوده شدن توسط موجودات فضایی جور در میاد. مثل حس معلق شدن در هوا یا دیدن نور و یا برداشتن زخم‌ها و خراش‌های مختلف.
Do you feel like they are studying you? Is that what you
It's almost like being an animal. Someone tags you or checks you out. I think the hardest part's not being taken by ET. I think the hardest part's being alone knowing that they exist.
What do you think would help people believe you?
Maybe I could take a polygraph test.
That's something that you're interested
yes.
in?
Okay. I want people to know that I'm not lying, and other people that's being taken by ET, know that they're not alone.
باور دارم که کایل در مورد اتفاقی که براش افتاده صادقه، اما از طرف دیگه هم مدرک خاصی ارائه نمی‌کنه و راستش منم آدم شکاکیم، اما هنوز نمیخوام حرفایی که کایل و بقیه دارن در مورد این اتفاقات میزنن و رد کنم.
I think astronomers, everybody, I think even NASA, they're going to find something, they're going to capture something. They don't have to go looking, they're already here.
کایل تنها کسی نیست که باور داره موجودات فضایی با ما برخورد داشتن. یکی از برنامه‌های دولتی به اسم پروژه کتاب آبی از سال 1948 تا 1969 دیده شدن 12618 شی ناشناس پرنده را ثبت کرد و سپس به طرز مرموزی لغو شد. در دهه گذشته نیز چند تا از پرسنل نظامی ارتش آمریکا از مواجهه با سفینه‌های فضایی صحبت کردند. حتی امروزه هم در سراسر دنیا خبرهای زیادی حاکی از دیده شدن اشیای پرنده ناشناس منتشر میشه. آیا حقیقت دارن؟ و اگه دارن آیا دولت داره پنهانکاری میکنه؟ پیمانکار بازنشسته نیروی دریایی مارک دی آنتونیو میگه دولت همیشه با اشیای ناشناخته روبرو میشه، هم در هوا و هم در دریا، و یکی از این برخوردها تا به امروز در ذهن اوست.
And this kid next to me, he yelled that he had something on the sonar. Something he called it a fast mover. Now to me, a fast mover means a torpedo, but it turned out to be something very different. The executive officer said to him, how fast is it moving? Several hundred knots, sir. And I'm like, what? You know, I was just stunned. There's no biological objects that move several hundred knots underwater. No country on this planet makes anything like this. And the XO said, log it and dog it. Basically, log it and then bury it. There are very fast moving objects that we don't know about. We don't know whose technology it is. We don't know where they come from. Several years later, I had to do a job for a very, very high ranking naval official down in Washington. And I took him aside and I said to him, what can you tell me about this fast mover program? He looked at me and he could have said, what program? There is no program. But he didn't. He said, I'm not at liberty to talk about that program, I'm sorry. By saying nothing, he said everything.
بعد از پروژه کتاب آبی، دولت به صورت رسمی اعلام کرده که به صورت فعالانه در مورد موجودات فضایی تحقیق نمی‌کند. اما در سال 2017 اسناد و ویدیوهای فاش شده نشون دادن که بیش از یک دهه است که یک پروژه 22 میلیون دلاری پیرامون تهدیدهای ناشی از اشیای ناشناخته و پرنده در خفا در حال پیگیریه.
From my background and what happened on the boat, I'm thinking that it's probably a case where the US government knows more than it's telling. It makes me wonder and really think, is it possible aliens are here?
اینکه دولت دیگه تحقیق کردن در مورد امکان وجود موجودات فضایی رو رد نمی‌کنه باعث میشه به داستان ربوده شدن کایل فکر کنم و اینکه آیا میشه ثابتش کرد یا خیر. کایل درخواست یک تست دروغ سنجی رو داده تا بتونه ثابت کنه که داره در مورد گفتاش حقیقت رو میگه. و با اینکه نتایج تست‌های دروغ سنجی معمولاً زیر سوال هستن و حتی اگه طرف زیادی استرس داشته باشه نتایج غلطی رو میدن، اما ترتیب این آزمایش رو دادم. متخصص دروغ سنج تا به حال بیش از 2500 آزمایش رو انجام داده.
Tests in her career.
Kyle, the four measurements that this instrument will be taking is your upper and your lower respiratory, your blood pressure, and then the most important, which is your electrodermal activity, which is the sweat at your fingertips. Can you turn, please?
my heart beating.
Okay. It's stressful for me, and I'm not even getting done.
All right, Kyle, we're now going to begin the test. Is your name Kyle?
Yes.
Is today Monday?
No.
Did you see a UFO outside of your home as a child?
کایل برای اینکه ثابت کنه داره در مورد موجودات فضایی حقیقت رو میگه خواست که یه تست دروغ سنج انجام بده.
Telling the truth about his alien encounters, Kyle is asked to take a polygraph test. Will it finally...
آیا صحت داستانش با این آزمایش تایید میشه؟
Is your name Kyle?
Yes.
Is today Monday?
No.
Is this the month of July?
No.
Did you see a UFO outside of your home as a child?
Yes.
Over the course of the last 3 years, have you been visited by extraterrestrials?
Yes.
Have you ever been abducted by extraterrestrials?
Yes.
Are you being truthful regarding the origin of the marks on your body?
Yes.
Okay, Kyle, this test is over.
So, Rachel, what did you come up with?
It is my expert opinion that... he is not being truthful.
Really?
In regards to his...
I'm shocked. Because I'm totally being truthful. Can you tell which questions I failed?
I'm specifically talking about the things that you've discussed regarding extraterrestrials. I'm not questioning your experiences. I wasn't there, so I don't know what you've experienced.
I can't believe it. I'm sorry, guys. I feel like I wasted your time.
No, it's all right, Kyle. It's okay. It's, go have a moment to decompress. I honestly feel like I didn't expect it to go that way. I didn't expect it
I didn't either.
Yeah.
Because that's being 100% truthful.
I don't want you to feel like anybody was here to try to...
I don't. You guys are just out looking for the truth. I'm not going to stop here because I am telling the truth.
I feel conflicted now, and I don't have enough to go on to say whether or not Kyle just got caught in an elaborate and seemingly uncharacteristic lie, or he was really nervous and that was picked up. And I guess it is a difficult thing to believe, but he makes me want to believe it somehow.
Kyle تنها کسی نیست که فکر میکنه گونه‌های دیگه‌ای در دنیا وجود دارن. علاوه بر فعالیت‌های دولتی، دانشمندان پیشتاز و مستقل هم در تلاش هستند تا بتونن موجودات هوشمند فضایی رو پیدا کنن. در سال 1984، یک گروه از دانشمندان سازمانی به نام SETI رو تشکیل دادن، یعنی جستجو به دنبال موجودات فرازمینی. SETI یک پروژه چند میلیون دلاریه که آسمان‌ها رو با امید پیدا کردن موجودات فضایی کاوش می‌کنه. برای اینکه بیشتر بفهمیم داریم به یه منطقه دورافتاده در ویرجینیای غربی میریم، جایی که SETI از بزرگترین تلسکوپ رادیویی متحرک دنیا استفاده می‌کنه. این تلسکوپ تمام سیگنال‌های فضایی رو دریافت می‌کنه. دنبال تکنولوژی‌هایی می‌گرده که ممکنه متعلق به تمدن‌های هوشمند دیگه‌ای باشن و اینطوری وجود موجودات فضایی رو اثبات کنه.
This is Command Central for the Green Bank Telescope.
The telescope is taller than a lot of things you wouldn't expect it to be taller than.
Taller than the Statue of Liberty, taller than the Washington Monument.
Right. So tell me a little bit about this particular effort.
Ultimately, we're trying to answer a very human question. Is there anybody else out there? And really, for the first time in history, not only do we know that it's possible for there to be life out there, we have the capacity to search for it.
Wow.
So shall we go take a look at how we use this thing?
All right, let's do it. Mike, Zach, how are you?
Zach, good to meet you,
nice
sir.
Nice to meet
Appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you for having us.
Glad you're here.
What's GBT stand for?
Well, it's the Green Bank Telescope. It's fondly referred to as the Great Big Thing.
Wow. Incredible.
I mean, to just be standing beneath it is unbelievable.
It's a pretty massive structure. The reflector, the mirror, or the radio waves, that reflector is 2.3 acres in size. A football stadium would fit inside of that.
So how do you get to the top, Mike?
Well, see that little white box?
Yeah.
It's actually a man lift.
Not a big elevator. It's pretty massive when you're able to get some scale to it.
This is the receiver, essentially, right?
Yeah, this is the mirror of the radio telescope.
What does a radio telescope allow you to gather that an optical telescope doesn't?
Radio waves can get through the space between the stars very, very readily. That signal could be emitted and would cut right through all the stuff between the stars and arrive here at the telescope. So at 100 meters in diameter, this telescope could detect technology if it existed around another star, on another planet, all the way across the galaxy.
And so you're looking for a tiny blip of communication over the range of a trillion stars.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, basically, we're in the movie Contact. The Contact.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
I mean,
right.
Like Contact times 1,000,
it's a needle in a haystack.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. And I don't think anybody's necessarily expecting long-fingered, big-eye, translucent-skinned creatures to come walking down the street. But what are your thoughts about what's out there?
I wouldn't do this if I weren't an optimist.
Right.
So I think that they are out there.
The universe is so vast, so unbelievably big. For us to be the only intelligent civilization in that entire vastness would, to me, is a statistic improbability. I absolutely believe that there's intelligent life out there.
وسعت کارهایی که این تلسکوپ میتونه انجام بده باور نکردنیه. به علاوه این پتانسیل رو داره که وجود موجودات فضایی رو ثابت کنه.
So are we firing the telescope up?
We are. We're going to see if we can make a discovery.
Amazing.
من به دنبال پیدا کردن مدرک دال بر وجود موجودات فضایی هستم. تا به اینجای کار با کایل باند ملاقات کردم. با وجود اینکه در تست دروغ سنجی شکست خورد، همچنان باور داره که سالهاست توسط موجودات فضایی ربوده میشه و کایل تنها کسی نیست که به وجود موجودات فضایی باور داره. دانشمندانی که مسئول اداره تلسکوپ گرین بانک در ویرجینیای غربی هستند
رادیو تلسکوپ این دی ورلد
و دارن از بزرگترین تلسکوپ رادیویی استفاده میکنن نیز بر این باور هستند.
If we were to make a detection, it would be the most important scientific discovery in the history of science.
Mm. And how close do you think you've come?
So about 3 years ago, a very mysterious radio source was detected called FRB-12-1102. FRB stands for fast radio burst, a very, very bright burst of radiation that lasts only a few milliseconds, and it only happens once. Well, that was the story until FRB-12-1102 was observed to repeat. It was the first and still the only repeating fast radio burst. It's actually from a little tiny galaxy about 3 billion light years away from us.
3 billion light years away.
If you calculate how much energy must be released by this source, if it's emitting in all directions and we're just eavesdropping on it, it's as much energy as the sun emits in an entire year, in less than a millisecond. And you can listen to it if you want to.
Yeah.
No one knows what causes any of that. It's a complete mystery.
What could it be? Like, what? It could be natural?
Yeah. Well, maybe it's a neutron star, and these sources are known to produce radio bursts, but nothing like this. Another explanation is that maybe this is not natural, but is instead some kind of an artificial transmitter. Perhaps there is a very advanced civilization that is producing these radio pulses for the purposes of propelling spacecraft into intergalactic space at very, very high velocities.
I can't wrap my mind around it fully, if I'm being honest. My mind is literally melting today.
There are many questions about this source, but one of the key outstanding questions is does it produce pulses at higher radio frequencies? How high do they go?
Uh-huh.
If we can learn how high in radio frequency they go, that might help us to understand what ultimately is causing the pulses in the first place. So tonight, what we're going to do is we're going to try to look at this source at even higher radio frequencies. This is a brand new part of the radio spectrum. We've never observed it here before. Once everything is set up and this source rises, we're going to see if we can make a discovery.
Amazing.
داریم به گوشه‌های دوردست کهکشان نگاه می‌کنیم تا ببینیم که می‌تونیم با یک گونه جدید خارج از منظومه شمسی ارتباط برقرار کنیم یا نه. کی می‌دونه؟ شاید واقعاً بتونیم مدرکی دال بر وجود موجودات فضایی پیدا کنیم.
So Dave, do you want to go ahead and run the auto peak focus?
This is looking really good.
So Dave, do you want to go ahead and run the auto peak focus?
Where are those guys?
That's our lab in Berkeley.
Hi guys.
Are we ready to launch?
Ready to go.
The telescope is ready to begin the data collection. Would you like to launch these observations?
Let me launch them.
All right.
So I just click?
Just drag submit, and click the submit button.
Done.
با اسکن کردن تمام سیگنال‌های ممکنی که از منبع ساطع میشن، یکم طول میکشه تا بفهمیم که چه امواج فرکانس بالای دیگه‌ای پیدا می‌کنیم. در حالی که ستی هنوز داره در خارج از منظومه شمسی به دنبال گونه‌های هوشمند می‌گرده، بعضیا باور دارن که مدرک اینجا وجود داره. کایلبان در برخورد با موجودات فضایی زخمی شده. اما بعضی‌ها مدارک موثق‌تری در دست دارن.
I'm Zach.
Hi, I'm Steve. How are you doing?
Nice to meet you.
استیون کولبرن 57 ساله میگه توسط موجودات فضایی ربوده شده.
You can tell sometimes if you've had an experience, sometimes you have conscious memory, sometimes you don't. You don't.
اما فقط جزئیات داستانش نیست که برای من جالبه. بلکه چیزیه که به جا مونده.
It was the night of February 28th, 2008. I went to bed.
Irmo.
And when I woke up, there was a little bit of blood on the sheets and I had a stinging pain in my left second toe. And I checked it and found two puncture wounds as if a needle had been passed through the underside of the toe and found two bright green fluorescent spots at the same sites as the puncture wounds. Ordered an x-ray of the toe. I knew I was going to see something on the x-ray, but when I did, that changed my life forever. Found an implant. The implant itself was about a millimeter in diameter and about 4 millimeters long.
با وجود اینکه داستانش خیلی شوکه کننده است، استیون و بعضی از مردم آمریکا که تعدادشون رو به افزایشه، اشیای مرموزی در داخل بدنشون پیدا کردن. و امروز استیون مدارک رو آورده.
Here's a chunk of the sample in a vial that I actually had it removed and analyzed.
Huh.
I did most of the analysis myself.
You have a background in science?
Yeah, I'm a chemist.
Wow. So what else did you discover about the implant itself?
I did a pretty thorough protocol of analysis on it with light microscopy, scanning electron microscopy, and trace element analysis. The trace elements indicated that it was a meteoric iron. There's a lot of cobalt and copper and gallium and germanium. It's characteristic of meteorites.
So it's not iron that you would find naturally occurring
on
our planet?
No, because it might not even be from the solar system.
So what do you feel like thereafter?
I think it was a device that was put in to do physiological monitoring. This shiny coating, presumably that contains chemicals that allow the nerve cells to grow into the device.
So ultimately the goal is to have this device fuse in some way with your body?
Yeah, it's fused with the nervous system so it can gather information somehow. There were a lot of strange structures, bone or wire looking things. Might have something to do with transmitting radio waves.
And is like this out there? Proof like this out there?
Yeah, I think there is. It's easy to be in denial until something like this happens with physical evidence.
Would you be willing to let our team analyze this forensically and get a better sense of where it came from?
Yeah, I think that would potentially confirm that this is extraterrestrial.
استیو یه متخصصه. این که کسی که دارم باهاش در این مورد صحبت میکنم خودش یه کارشناسه و تجربه برخورد با موجودات فضایی رو داشته، ترکیب جالبی به نظر میرسه. و جسمی رو که در اختیار داره که بنا به گفته خودش که یک متخصصه به وفور در زمین پیدا نمیشه عجیبه. چون هیچ وقت با خودم فکر نمیکردم که بتونم بگم شاید موجودات فضایی وجود داشته باشه.
To hold something in your hand that is physical piece of evidence that's tied to all of this is remarkable. Let's get this tested and see what it is. It is.
همینطور که به جستجوی خودم ادامه میدم، همه این برخوردهای نامربوط با موجودات فضایی جالبترم میشه. اما هنوز دنبال مدرک موثقی در این باره هستم. مثل شیئی که در بدن استیون کاشته شده بود. آیا راهی هست که مطمئن بشیم این از زمین نیومده؟
Hi, Dr. Kumar. How are you?
می‌خوایم یه آزمایش مستقل راه بندازیم و ببینیم که این شیء مرموز از کجا اومده که استیون اونو از انگشت پاش جدا کرده.
Would you be able to identify alien materials if they're not known to this Earth?
Definitely. We look at elements which are in the periodic table. So if something does not show up on the periodic table, that would be considered unknown from an unknown source.
Have you ever tested something that you couldn't identify or trace to the periodic table?
Not so far in my career, so it would be very exciting if I could not identify that.
Yeah, okay, that's good to know. Well, the man's name is Stephen Colburn, and I'm going to send him to you for an analysis.
اگه دکتر کومار تشخیص بده که مواد سازنده اون شی به زمین تعلق ندارن، به سختی میشه فهمید که اون وسیله چطور از بدن استیون سر در آورده.
It's a very complex nano device that came out of my toe in 2008, and I hope that we can find some more unexpected things today.
Hi, Steve.
Hi,
Kumar.
How are you?
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah.
So you have brought a sample for analysis?
Yeah, it should be an interesting sample.
Initially, we look at the samples in the optical microscope under magnification to look at the color, shape, size.
Yeah, we should examine that structure pretty closely.
Zoom in. And then we go to the electron microscope. Sample goes on a stage, and then we turn the electron beam on. She can magnify it up to 30, 40, 50,000 times.
What does that look like to you? Have you ever seen anything like that before?
At the moment, I can't tell because we need to do the chemistry on that. As a scientist, I'm always curious to know material composition and the source where it may have come from, no matter what the source might be. From the analysis we have done today, it shows that the base material is iron containing some nickel in it,
right,
which is the alloy steel.
The trace element pattern indicated that it was a nickel iron meteorite.
Meteorite do contain iron and nickel.
Yeah.
That is correct. There's a big variety of materials there on the surface. It has small trace amounts of calcium, magnesium, aluminum, silicon, and sulfur. But most of the material that we see here is found in soils. A lot of soil contains these kind of oxides, which most probably is from surface contamination of that material.
This was never exposed to soil, though. It came directly out of my body and was put in blood plasma and then was put directly into these containers.
What I'm showing is elements which are typical in soil.
Yeah, it's typical in soil, that's true.
Other than that, I don't see any unusual element that we haven't identified on the surface.
The results of the analysis were completely unexpected. I disagree that the material was contamination. I took the pieces directly out of my body, put them on a piece of gauze, then put them directly from there into a vial, and it was giving off fairly powerful radio signals before removal. There's just no way I could be giving off radio signals unless it was a lot more sophisticated than just a piece of metal.
It's interesting because we're looking at the elements it's made up of, but it still doesn't offer up an explanation for how it got inside of you.
Well, no. I mean, it's highly unlikely I stepped on a meteorite. Well, that's pretty difficult to explain. We need more data. I'd like to get like 100 of these objects and prove to the world that they are devices and that this phenomenon is real.
با وجود نتایجی که قانع کننده نیستن، چرا استیون و افرادی مثل کایل همچنان قانع باقی میمونن که برخورداشون واقعی بودن؟ این تجربه ها باید شامل اتفاقی باشن که انکار کردنش بتونه غیر ممکن باشه. به زودی خواهم فهمید. دارم با کسانی که با موجودات فضایی برخورد داشتن و دانشمندان ملاقات میکنم تا بفهمم که آیا اونا واقعا وجود دارن یا خیر. و اگه وجود دارن چطور پیداشون کنیم؟
Doug.
در حالی که خیلی ها منتظرن تا از فرازمینی ها سیگنال دریافت کنن، داگ واکاش مؤسسه متیرو با یک استراتژی متفاوت راه اندازی کرد.
What if the aliens are not assuming that they're the ones who have to take contact? Right. What if their motivation is to say, we want to hear?
Right.
So we're shifting the direction and sending powerful, intentional radio signals to other stars. The hope is we get a reply back.
So messaging extraterrestrial intelligence. How do you go about identifying where to put the signal?
So the first transmission we sent was to a star 12.4 light years from Earth. It's called Lytton Star. It was the closest star that we could target that has potentially habitable exoplanets.
When did that signal go out?
It went out in October 2017. It's 12.4 light years from here. That means it'll take over 12 years for our message to get there. And if they want to reply, we won't hear from them until 2043.
Right. Okay. So how did you tell them that?
So we wanted to make an all-purpose message. So no matter how the alien encounters the world, they'll be able to make sense of it.
با استفاده از سیگنال رادیویی، متی پیامی به فضا فرستاده تا در مورد شمارش و زمان اطلاعاتی رو منتقل کنه.
What we're telling the aliens by sending signals is that not only are we interested in number, but we're interested in creating something beautiful. So we are turning the radio transmitter to communicate melodies. So this is one of the scales that we're sending to Lytton Star.
You imagine what communication with an alien race might sound like, and that's a melody that seems to fit with it. There's an alien quality to it, you know?
And interestingly, it reflects the melody of our earliest music here on Earth. So maybe without all of the trappings and all of the elaborations, but music at its essence.
Doug has the context of how we will be able to communicate with extraterrestrials. That's what we need, because that's a foundation that can be built upon until we have some concrete, tangible, and shareable proof. So you're sending this signal out. Is there any controversy around this work? I mean, I heard rumblings of people who feel like, you know, you're kind of poking the beast.
We don't know what the extraterrestrials are like, and some people are afraid that this could lead to an alien invasion. Other people think it's going to be a salvation. We're finally going to get solutions to all of our problems. I don't expect either of those. My hope is that if we can really encounter an alien intelligence, there's probably going to be something unthinkable that we discover.
کی میدونه که داگ در این مسیر چی پیدا میکنه یا چه پیامی در جوابمون فرستاده میشه. با این وجود باز هم نمیتونم در مورد بدترین اتفاقات ممکن فکر نکنم.
And many of the brightest
خیلی از باهوشترین انسان‌های دوره ما از جمله استیون هاوکینگ در مورد برقراری اولین ارتباط به شدت ابراز نگرانی کردند.
Matty is messaging to extraterrestrial intelligence and many of us involved in SETI are quite angry about this because there might be dangers. If you look at the history of first contacts between human civilizations, this is a dangerous phase when life meets life. And civilization meets civilization. We may be the less technologically advanced civilization, and we should exercise some caution. There are many explanations for why we seem, until now, to be alone. Now, the question is whether or not we should be deliberately screaming into a universe that's surprisingly quiet, maybe too quiet.
در حالی که حرفه‌ای‌های این زمینه در مورد خطرات این کار بحث می‌کنند، خیلی‌ها در دنیا هستند که باور دارن ارتباط همین الانش هم برقرار شده. افرادی مثل کایل باند و استیون کولبر. با وجود نتایج غیرقاطعانه، تجربه‌های اونها اونقدر دقیق، پرجزئیات و فیزیکیه که هنوز بهش باور دارن. اما تا وقتی که چیزهایی رو که احساس کردن احساس نکنم، نمی‌فهمم که چرا باورشون اینقدر قویه. برای همین با کسی ملاقات میکنم که میتونه بهم نشون بده روبوده شدن توسط فضایی ها چطوری. اپریل مالوی 38 ساله بیش از 20 برخورد داشته.
Hi.
I'm Zach.
Hi, I'm April. It's great to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
اون ادعا میکنه که اگه بقیه هم احساسی که اون داشته رو تجربه کنن باور میکنن که موجودات فضایی وجود دارن.
Why don't we start with the first experience you had that you can remember? How long ago was it?
When I was a young child actually of seeing something outside.
And how long between then and your next experience?
A couple of years back. the physical evidence started to show up. Puncture marks and the abdomen, finding weird abnormal things in my body.
Wow, so you discovered that there were actually foreign objects in your body?
Yes, through x-rays. At that point, it became very real.
Wow. I'm really interested in what you go through physically as you have one of these encounters.
It always begins, you're sleepy in bed, you're exhausted, you're tired, and then you feel something really cold. And then you feel yourself, you're starting to drift up. It's like you're levitating. All the atoms or particles in your body somehow disperse, and you're physically going through some type of vortex through the roof somehow. It's unexplainable. And then you see a bright light.
Wow. Do you have a sense of fear?
In the beginning, I did. Uh-huh. I was very fearful. But now, I'm going to look at the positive aspects of levitating and feeling calm.
توصیف کردن این تجربه ها یک چیزه، اما تجربه کردنشون در زندگی یک چیز دیگه است. اپریل و خیلی های دیگه همین حس معلق شدن و بی‌وزنی و دیدن یک نور روشن رو گزارش کردن و این موضوعات باعث شده به چیزی که احساس کردن اطمینان پیدا کنن.
I know it's happening around the world, and if it happens to me and it happens to thousands of people, then maybe sometimes be brave enough to talk about it. When it happens, it's like transcending into another realm. That's what I hope for you to be able to experience.
و حالا اپریل ازم خواسته در آزمایش شرکت کنم که شرایط روبوده شدنش رو شبیه سازی میکنه تا بتونم احساسی که اون و خیلی های دیگه تجربه کردن رو تجربه کنم. به صورت چشم بسته به یک کابل بسته میشم و به بالا کشیده میشم تا احساس روبوده شدن رو مجدد خلق کنم. To be taken.
I'm trying to understand why thousands of people around the world believe so strongly that they've been contacted by aliens. What is the physical?
این تجربه فیزیکی که باعث میشه مردم باور کنن موجودات فضایی بینمون هستن چیه؟
When it happens, sometimes it's like transcending into another realm. And that's what I hope for you to be able to experience.
اپریل مالوی آزمایشی ترتیب داده تا بهم کمک کنه حسی رو که هنگام روبوده شدن پیدا میکنه رو تجربه کنم. در حالی که به یک کابل بسته شدم در هوا معلق میشم و به آهستگی منو به سمت بالا میبره تا بتونم همون احساسی رو که اپریل بعد از اینکه از تختش خارج میشه و به یک بعد دیگه میره منم تجربه کنم.
All right.
Okay.
All right. As you're laying there, you're floating off into deep sleep. You're slowly beginning inch by inch, hovering very calmly, very quietly, inch by inch. You're going up. And now you're floating up to the ceiling. And your body just disappears in the air through the roof. There's a bright light that greets you.
قبلاً هم از طریق سیم بلند شدم، اما هیچ وقت اینطوری نبوده. باعث شده که چیزی که این مردم ادعا میکنن رو بهتر درک کنم.
The instinct at first is to be afraid and then to realize that you have no control.
توی این تمرین حسابی تسلیم محیط میشی. پی بردن به جنبه علمی این پدیده خودش یک کاوشه، تجربه کردنش یک کاوش دیگه و بی نهایت دلیل وجود داره که یه نفر احساسی پیدا کنه که بتونه به عنوان برخورد با موجودات فضایی دستبندی بشه.
I do really want to believe what April is saying. Are aliens out there? I don't know. But I'm certainly closer to believing than I was when I started.
وقتی داشتم با مسئولین ستی کار میکردم، با بزرگترین تلسکوپ رادیویی و متحرک دنیا آزمایشی رو شروع کردیم. میخواستیم اون انفجار امواج رادیویی رو ضبط کنیم، چیزی که دانشمندان باور دارن میتونه تکنولوژی بیگانه ها باشه. و مدرکی که همه منتظرش بودید. حالا در ساختمان مرکزی ستی در کالیفرنیا دوباره برگشتم پیش مسئول پروژه دکتر اندرو سیمیون تا ببینم که تلسکوپ چی پیدا کرده.
اندرو.
زاک.
Now the question is, did you find anything?
So we run the first stage of our analysis. We detected about 380 pulses. But unfortunately, all of these look to be from our own technology rather than from any distant astronomical source. And this is the main problem that we face when we're trying to look for signals from extraterrestrial intelligence. Our own technology produces signals that look exactly like this. So we found some things, but unfortunately, not the things that we were looking for.
There's no conclusive proof on either side, but the interesting thing is what you all are in pursuit of, which is knowledge, tangible, discernible knowledge.
I think I've had the same transformative experience that all of us have when we look up at the night sky and we imagine what's out there. Here in this lab, we conceptualize that question through the lens of science. Other people conceptualize that question differently. Like everybody else that works in this field, I hope for the detection of extraterrestrial intelligence. I think that would be an amazing discovery. And I think the more that we do it, the better the chances of making that dream discovery.
علم با نهایتش خیلی فاصله داره. گشتن به دنبال زندگی در سیاره‌های دیگه با نگاه مثبت دنبال میشه. اما بیشتر به سکوت و تاریکی منتهی میشه. در تمام دوران‌ها بشر تا هنوز نتونسته مدرک موثقی دال بر وجود موجودات فضایی پیدا کنه. چه باور داشته باشین چه نه که موجودات فضایی قبلا اینجا بودن و از خودشون ردی به جا گذاشتن یا هنوز سالهای نوری با ما فاصله دارن، به لطف تکنولوژی احتمال این که تنها باشیم روز به روز کاهش پیدا میکنه.